Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yes.
The door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio. With your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Groovy.
Once again, we are here, and to all my people out there in the world around the world, peace be blessings, salam, salam alaikum, bonsoir, comment va, un passé, allez-vous penser? We got another one for you today. We're getting into it, but we're trying to get into it a little bit more, and just let you know that, you know, we're here to support you all. And definitely know that's what's going on. And we also would like to give a good shout out to everybody and wish everybody, of course, you know, what today is in America, of course. It's Happy Thanksgiving. So, you know,
that's right.
So, everybody out there, we want to give you a little shout out today. Today, listen, this Brother Alfred is not the show and the star of the show today. We are in our new co-host, Brother Man. He's going to bring the point on this. And, you know, we're going to try to want to add in our little 2 cents, of course. But if you have any questions or you want to text in a situation, the chat is on. The chat is on. You can come on and definitely be a part of the whole situation and, you know, weigh in on this subject. You know, it's hard to have, you know, to not have your family around you. But what if you're being forced in a situation where you can't have your family around you because you've been taken away from your family. You've been taken away from your life. You went from having a normal everyday life, and just because you might look pretty or cute or you got a certain part or whatever, now you're in a situation where you have no control. You're scared. You're afraid. You lost everything in you that you had, and now you're just on survival mode 24 hours a day, trying to just get by another day. What we are talking about, in all seriousness, is human sex trafficking around the world. It's hard to think about this. It's a little bit emotional on my end, too, because it's one of the issues that I try to fight. I'm fighting against to make stricter regulations. And what it really is you might as well be honest with yourself. It's not called what it is, what they say it is, or this new term that you're trying to use it. It's modern day slavery. It's just pure modern day slavery. I can't say anything else about it, but that's what it is. It's not a ring. They're trying to put fancy terms. It's like when you see a white person blow up a mall or shoot in the mall, they're going to call a suspect. But if it's a black person, he has some ties to a religion, they would say he's a terrorist. Nah, say what he is. He is a criminal. You have to think about these things, and you have to look at these things for what they really are. Stop giving them stupid label names and trying to address the issue by saying that you are this or you are that, when the fact of the matter is this. We need to focus on the task at hand. All right, so don't be afraid. If you're listening to us now, please tune in. Text your questions to 1-800-903-2096, and we'll be glad to take your questions. Or if you would like to come on the show live, please call us today. Let's put something deep on your thought. When you go to that prayer room to pray before that meal, let's put something deep on your heart right now. and think about the less fortunate ones that can't be around us. Whether it's due to COVID or it's due to or diseases or anything, the loved ones that we lost or been taken away from us too soon, we need to remember them, and we need to remember them now. So call 1-800-903-2096 and text your questions if you have some. Also, you can call into the studio live at 516-418-5850. And thank you. Brother Robinson, come on, come on, brother. Let's get it into it today. Give me the history, what you know. I mean, why is this still going on? Why is this going on, period? And what do you think is the problem with it? Why is the legislation not really doing anything that much with it?
Well, first of all, I want to say hello to everyone. Extend my greetings to everyone on this holiday in America that we are observing, which is Thanksgiving. So, yeah, man. But sex trafficking. Where are our women, man? In the black community alone, black women, black girls. There was 65,000 missing women in the black community. And it's kind of crazy because it almost goes unnoticed other than someone posting some information from time to time if they're close to the situation on social media. The majority of the times, the only thing we're getting is little posts, you know, when you walk into the post office, which people rarely go, where you would get those missing signs indicating, you know, that these women are missing. And it's sad because we're not talking little babies. We're talking women, you know. I saw one recently, 19 years of age, 21 years of age. And I just think, like, when I had the conversation with you before the show and we were kind of discussing this loosely, I was just like, oh, my God, man. Like, what's happening in our community? Why aren't the women trained? As much as we have cell phones in our hands, why isn't there some level of defense, some one hot key button that you can touch to show that, you know, you're under some level of duress, and so that you can get some help? You can turn on an alert, you can be tracked, and hopefully you can be returned back to your family without being harmed physically, you know, and definitely mentally and emotionally, because it's insane, man. I had a conversation on my podcast with a gentleman from Iowa who kind of gave me a little different, he gave me a little different insight about it. And he was telling me, he said, believe it or not, you'll have young ladies that are on social media agreeing to meet up with people at parks, restaurants, et cetera, and they're getting catfished. And in a part of that catfish process, that's when, you know, someone comes in and try to overpower the women physically, or may, you know, maybe having dinner with them and sipping something in their drink or in their food, you know, that will cause them to lose their, you know, their key sense of awareness at this time. I say their cognizance, because, you know, I don't think anybody's blacking out at Denny's and getting drug out of there, you know what I mean? But it's causing them to be disoriented to some capacity, which in turn, you know, allows them to be overpowered. And then here we are today, like I said, over 65,000 black women and girls, young girls, are on the missing persons report presently, as I last checked. And it's time to do something about it, man. We got to stand up to this. We got to, you know, stop this madness. And like you said, with the sex trafficking aspect of it, you know, it's very tough because I think, like you said, that in itself also is coded language. It's coded language by our government, where, albeit sometimes, and I've seen this directly, where someone is in a prostitution situation, hands down, it's being coded as sex trafficking. You know, so we have to be very careful, man. But what thoughts do you have about the things that I've discussed thus far, Brother Alfred? Brother Alfred, are you still there with me?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm always in the booth, so sorry about that. But what I'm trying to do is say this, is that the mentality of a sexual predator is, let me put it like this. If you give a man with demented minded thoughts, power, and money, you would develop people like Jeffrey Epstein. If you give a person with influence but secretly has a sexually deprived mind as well, you'll see things like these modern day slave posts. I'm sitting here now looking at one where 85% of these women that are pulled into these sex trafficking situations, and statistically, even if they are freed from their slave master and overseers, a lot of time they won't say they're fined. It becomes a psychological dimension of their thought process because it becomes their new norm. It's sort of like we call it re-regression theory and a re-regression of thought. And because of that, these people have accepted their situations, especially if you're coming from a third world country or a third world environment, such as maybe a poor part of Africa where your life is not that well anyways. So if I'm giving you 3 square meals a day and I'm not sleeping on the ground where ants is, but I'm sleeping in on a flat blanket, some might say that's better. We as a people, as the Russians used to say in the 80s, fat, wealthy Americans, we have it better. And even though we may seem poor and we don't have all the wealth that we think we have, but in some views, in some countries, we are considered rich even when we are poor. And right. the mentality of somebody that's pulled into these sex trafficking, human trafficking rings are people that become deprived, or there's somebody that is there to coach them on. Now, I like to go and quote Brother Malcolm when it comes to something like this, where he says, you know, there's two kinds of Negroes. There's a field Negro and a house Negro. Now, the field Negro will try to run away and say, tell the other slave, listen, man, let's get out of here. Let's go home. Let's go back to where we came from. Right. Let's get something better. Now, the house Negro is saying, he will use the terminology, we sick, boss. We sick this, we this, sick like that. We are society. We can't go nowhere. We don't need to go nowhere. It's great right here. Master give us all the food, give us the faith, and let us have a little bit, whatever he scraps he don't want, we take it. Now, when he's still trafficking, now we can really bring it into the sex trafficking mind. Now, just we've all heard the term shill. We know what the shill is, right? Somebody, if we see the guy on the subway, he playing the three-card Monty, and he's got a shill. And those shills are the ones that, you know, try to rouse him. He's the hype man a little bit behind the scenes. He even played like a sucker, but he's not. But he's always working for the person with the cards. Now, the person in the cards in this scenario is, believe it or not, the master. And the house Negro is the shill. So in some of these sex trafficking situations, they got shills. Somebody who actually will get, who has a better life, who will sleep in the same situation as the people who are really the one being deprived. And in that situation, they will try to encourage the other one, saying, well, just stay down, do what the master tells you to do. The master tells you to go here, go there. The master tells you open your legs, open your legs. The master tells you close your legs, close your legs. The master tells you to take a piss over there, take a piss over there. We have to be reality that this is how this system is set up, and it's set up so that it puts you in a downward mental state that you will accept anything that seems semi-normal, and your mind will build up to a thought way of a certain way of thinking that is now becomes your normal. Okay?
Right.
Okay. I want to just bring in another. We have a guest right here. 973. You are on NSF Radio.
Welcome. Welcome.
Okay. Were you talking about sexually transmitted diseases?
Hello?
973, you are on the air.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, how are you?
All right. All right, today we're talking about
Ralph.
A human. How you doing, Ralph? All right. Is your first time calling?
It's my first time calling, and I just can't believe what's going on in the world, man, between human trafficking and, you know, this coronavirus. I mean, they're trying to tell us we can't even be with our families this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it, man. It's really hard. You know, it's just like this. It becomes more I would use the term the Jetsons lifestyle, where everything's done with a computer screen instead of you actually touching somebody. To quote the late great Steve Jobs, we are running into a cybertronic world.
I know.
Yeah, so it's basically you. The touching of socialization has been leaving the world as well.
And what about our constitutional rights in all of this, you know?
Well, you got to understand this. It's not just your country, the United States country is going on. You heard about what's going on in Africa and Nigeria. There's going on with the constitutional rights. There's been it's a worldwide epidemic that's going on. It's NFL, as you say, you know, it's a constant thing. Now, you know, we're dealing with sex trafficking rings and situation. Now, you heard about, you know, Mr. Epstein, his situation, but we're also hearing about all these women within the minority.
But don't you think this war on Christmas has really come full circle? Now they don't even let us gather.
Wow.
Well, I would say if we were trying to deal with the issue that you won't gather, that's only in certain areas. London is going to be, they said they're going to pull theirs, the restrictions, next month.
First of December. Yeah,
the first of December.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving, we can't even, you know, they're saying they don't even want us getting together. I mean, what's next? No Easter?
Well, you know.
Let me speak to that. I mean, the government has issued their recommendation, but I'll be honest, man. There's still an influx of travelers that are, you know, bypassing those recommendations and still, you know, going out to see their family. So, you know, they are recommendations from the CDC, and I understand, you know, that is government, but I would also recommend for people, hey, personally, at this point, just follow the guidelines. I mean, I think what the biggest issue has been Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello.
I think he dropped. I think the call just dropped. He just dropped. Okay. All right.
Let me hold on before you bring another call in. Let me just finish saying what I was saying about that. You know, I think, you know, to everyone in the United States and America, as well as other places that have these recommended lockdowns, I'm going to ask, man, can we just follow the instructions? Let's stop moving for 4 to 8 weeks, and let's see where that takes us at this point. Because I think what's continuing to happen is we're doing our own thing, especially in the U.S., because no one can tell us what to do. That's the mentality that we have. And we're still seeing spikes because what's happening is, you know, the people that are refusing to follow the recommendations, if they do contract it, what are they doing? Now they're carriers. Now they're taking it from one spot to the other. And the things that we're crying and complaining about seems like it's never ending or will never end because we don't have the respect and the decency to just follow the guidelines for 4 to 8 weeks, man. And I'm gonna get off my soapbox. Go ahead and bring the next caller on.
Yeah. Okay. That was it. They popped off there for a second. Now I want to bring a segue. Listen, now since we're dealing with the subject here, I'm gonna segue back into the core by just saying that. We also got to think about with this COVID going on and these people being taken. Now, they are at a greater risk of contracting the disease as well.
Absolutely.
And
I mean,
40%, because there's no...
40%,
go ahead.
About 40% of the African-American girls that have been compromised the missing population of women and girls in the black or the African American community, which I said is about 65,000 to 75,000, that represents about 65,000 to 75,000 missing persons right now. I mean, they're saying that they was taken, and they're domestic sex trafficking victims, man. So I'm sure if someone is being forced into sexual favors, sexual slavery, you know what I'm saying, pay to play, these guys or women that are coming to, you know, make that exchange, I'm sure they're bringing things to these individuals, and now these individuals are becoming carriers. They're not being checked. So what's going to happen, man? They're just going to keep giving that. They're going to keep passing COVID on from next to the person to the next person to the next person, man. And that's just, it's maddening, man. On top of the situation itself, you know.
Right. All right. Brother Kobe, what do you think about this, brother?
Well, good afternoon to everybody. So in all the things, there's a lot of things that's happening. You know, just hitting the COVID point real quick and then, you know, segueing back to the, you know, the focal point. Like, even with that, I think people have to understand, even like when you're talking about the guidelines and things, and even when you're talking about the injections that you're going to receive for those of you that are going to do that, like, understand that they're going to give you COVID anyways. The goal is not necessarily to never get sick. The goal is, what are you going to do to make sure your body is healthy and to be healed? So I'm not saying go against the guidelines, because I make sure I wear my mask. Obviously, it plays certain places you go. If you don't wear your mask, you get arrested and stuff anyway, especially with these new things. And even when people are scared about what the government is going to do, you know, the government is not something that's ever for you in the first place. You've got to make sure that you have a plan in mind and something that's going to help your community as well as yourself. So I think that's where we have to go to. And for a lot of people, we go into an emotional place, whether we're talking about COVID or sex trafficking or many other things. And it's good to have emotions. Emotions are always real, but emotions are not necessarily always based on reality either. So make sure that you are into your facts, you're into studying, you're making sure that you're eating correctly still. Dis-ease is usually something that is caused by lack of oxygen, and that's what COVID is going to be mainly doing anyways. And you want to make sure that you've got vitamin C, make sure that you're taking as many natural remedies as possible. If you're somebody that's taking certain medicines, I guess you've got to do what the doctors say. But, you know, make sure that you're doing certain things to be able to cleanse your body. Even having enough vitamin C, by the way, you literally can cause yourself to have diarrhea, which basically is your body flushing out anything that it doesn't desire to have in it. So even if you are somebody who catches it, there's many people who have caught it. I'm not saying, obviously, we've had a bunch of deaths, and we don't want to deny that part of it, right? Some people do, but we don't want to do that here. But there are also many people who have caught it and have lived. And so, you know, let's make sure that we are taking care of ourselves and taking care of one another. All that being said, I would go back to now the sex trafficking thing. We talk about modern-day slavery, and, you know, I understand the modern-day slavery, but for real, it's been slavery. Like, we act like slavery has broken, you know, like there's been a break in slavery or slavery went away, not just in America, but all over the world. Until people start talking about slavery, and then for whatever reason, then we want to go to this place of, oh, yeah, you'll hear, you know, a lot of people, well, you know, there's still slaves over in Africa now. You don't talk about them. Well, yeah, there's slaves in China. There's slaves in Switzerland. There's slaves in England. There's slaves in Brazil. There's slaves in Chile. There's slaves in Canada. There's slaves in America. If you don't believe there's slaves in America, look at the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment never said slavery went away. It just said that slavery is no longer based solely upon the color of your skin. However, if we arrest you, you're allowed to be a slave. We know that besides that, from 1865 until the 1970s, we know that in the South, that chattel slavery actually was still going on. It was just hidden, and a lot of people who knew what was going on never did anything about it. We know that there were sex slaves going back to the times, you know, of the Greeks, the Romans, and other people way before then. So we do this weird thing where it's like, sex slavery is this new, or almost like this new trendy thing to talk about, when the reality is it's been a continuation of what's gone on. Matter of fact, if I can just keep it 100 right now, if I can keep it a buck, I am somebody who in my life has dealt with, you know, pornography issues, like being addicted, if I just keep it 100, like literally hours of my day, you know, for a long time in my life, being given to, even whether I was getting off or not, just having to see it, having to watch it, having to get a book to look at the woman's form, just lust issues, right? And in doing so, one of the things that actually woke me up was to do some research and find and come upon the fact that a lot of the women you're watching in these videos, you always think of them as being people who volunteer themselves or whatever, or have legally gone through whatever. A lot of them are sex trafficked. So when you're seeing a lot of the girls, especially going through some of the disgusting things as far as, you know, them, you know, being choked out or being abused, or it looking like it's real, you know, they're trying to find certain ways, like a lot of these girls are being sex trafficked. Even some of these girls were forced into the industry and kind of, you know, keep it because they're afraid, you know, kind of going back to that house Negro, field Negro thing that Brother Alpha was talking about earlier. You're dealing with a place where a lot of girls don't think that they can make it outside of that society, and it's outside of that thing. So it's very hard. We also forget that the mob runs a lot of the porn industry, and so if you think the mob is playing fair, you know, like they're doing bad things everywhere else, but then all of a sudden when it comes to pornography, oh yeah, we're going to be good. Like, no, like it's a shady business where you're having a lot of stuff. You know, obviously there's drug issues that comes into it, where not only women that are drugged out are taken, but also women who are taken into the industry are stolen, or young girls that are stolen and brought into sex trafficking. They're also given drugs so that they themselves are hooked all the time. I'm just like a lot of prostitutes are. Or I don't know if you guys are familiar with the book by Iceberg Slim called Pimp. You know, and
yes, sir.
You'll read a lot of and you'll read a lot
yes,
of stuff there about how you get a girl. Like, for example, how he's having the issue with the girl who won't listen to him. The girl won't listen to him. He goes to the old head pimp and he says, you know, how do I get her on, you know, to start listening? He says, well, basically you beat her with a wire hanger. And then basically after you finish beating her with a wire hanger, you give her a bath and you get her high. And getting her back right into feeling better, she'll be so thankful that you helped her to feel better that she'll forget you're the dude that put her in that situation in the first place. So when you're dealing with sex trafficking or slavery, there's so many issues, so many elements, and we kind of keep forgetting that it's not new. It's not. It's surprising to many of us because we don't think about it, but what Jeffrey Epstein's doing, that's something that's been done for centuries, or what he did was something that's done for centuries. You know what? A lot of people who we, you know, in Hollywood, there are children who are getting pimped out like this. The children you're watching in movies, they're sex slaves. And
you're right. You're right, Brother
they're
Kofi.
Not able to talk about it. You know, so there's it's so prevalent around and pervasive and perverted and so ingrained in society that you will look at people every day and not even realize that they're sex trafficked. And so, you know, all these things, abuse, even certain things we as men, you know, when you talk about where are we as black men, you know, for our black sisters, you know, I agree with that because even we as men, what are you? We're so used to abuse, the word abuse literally meaning abnormal usage. So we're so used to seeing our women by ourselves, being called the B word, being mistreated, being slapped, not addressing a woman with respect, literally just catcalling and it being okay, and the woman being so abused that she thinks that's okay as well, not working for our women, not protecting our women. There's so many things that we have become used to. With that Willie Lynch type behavior, with that PTSS type behavior, where we're running around in circles doing the same stuff and then not even realize that we're so abusive and in such an abusive society towards our sisters that we don't even look for signs of our sisters being abused. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I was at a store the other day and there was an older man that came, there was a woman going to her car and the older man was like, hey, be careful out here, whatever. Now, the woman's first thing, and I get it, because as a black woman, you're abused, you're catcalled, you're mistreated, you're underpaid, you're undervalued. So somebody saying something to her, she's automatically going into defense mode, which is natural for her. But he was like, no. He was like, I'm not – he walked away from her while saying, he's like, I don't have nothing to do with you. I'm not trying to get nothing to do with you. I was watching some stuff last night, and I was watching how they use certain vehicles or whatever. He was like, look at that vehicle right across the way. He was like, keep an eye out. And so I was right next to her. As soon as he said it, I start going towards the vehicle trying to figure out what's going on, but she's at least able to get to the car safe, right? But little things like that, I was glad to see that he kind of prompted – you know, he hit something in me, and he hit something in her as a reminder, like, always be watchful, always be vigilant. This is not a new issue. Slavery is always something that's gone on. Sexual slavery is something that's gone on. And don't forget, you live in a society, in a Eurocentric society, that taught that your woman was not even a woman. She was not even a human being, and she was allowed to be sex, to have sex with by people from George Washington to Thomas Jefferson down to you know, slave patrolmen that might find her on the road and have their way with her, and her man was taught not to protect her, and that same mindset goes on. So it has to be something that we're diligent about because it is something that's real.
All right. I want to just take right. It's time to pay the bills for a little bit. Just want to take a quick break before we get back in the deep line. We see another caller coming in, but first let's pay the bills. Don't forget, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, NSF Radio is always live. We got Brother Kofi on Tuesday and Brother King Cam on every Monday and Wednesday. So please tune in to
What's Going
the
On
show.
You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right. We also want to let you know, when it comes to the funny, on every Saturday, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, it's the Funny Man, Mass Duke, from Massachusetts, from the east to the west, making you laugh. Right there for you. So, yes, listen up. So, don't forget, NSF Radio Comedy Hour is every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to laugh, you can't get to the show time, we bring the show time to you. We get the latest from Richard Pryor, George Carlin, right there, Gilbert Gottfried, David Alan Greer, you know, all right there for you. The 10 hitter Bernie Mac, always, Red Fox, always there for you. Making a laugh every Saturday. Come on with it and listen to NSF Radio, your number one station across the world. All right, all right. So we're going to get back into it just now, a little bit for you. So 773, you are on NSF Radio. 773, you are on NSF. First time caller?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Okay. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Alain. I'm calling from Quebec, Canada.
Oh, okay. Out and about, eh?
Quoi? C'est quoi?
How you doing? How's it? Bonsoir. Comment va?
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Yeah, I'm hearing the topic of your show. You talk about prostitution and the trafficking in this, right?
Yes. We must be. What do you think about this situation that's been going on across the world? Do you have any opinions on it? Why you think it's going on?
I work as a prostitute. That's why I call the show.
Okay. So I do know some places it's legal, but we also tell people, you know you can't always find a better way of living. Your body is not just an instrument of use for other things. You can use your mind as well. And I know it's hard for you, and you know.
I'm trying to say it's a hard life. I did it.
Yes.
I went into it to support my two young boy, but it's been very very. It's a hard life. It's a very very can be cruel, can be nasty. You know, it can be a very, very hard life. It's been very hard.
Right.
So, are you originally from Canada, or did you emigrate to Canada from another country?
No, I'm born here in Montreal. But, you know, the reason why it's so hard is because, you know, with the COVID, I really... there's not a lot of business. It's very, very difficult now to get the clients because the restrictions, even here in Canada, it's getting bad. People don't know, but it's getting bad over here.
So even though you're aware that COVID is bad, and I know that this is how you support your family, as you said, with your two sons, you're still willing to take the risk as this being your only way to support your family and continue to entertain clients?
Yeah, but it's very hard. Like I used to do maybe, I don't know, 8, 10, every 2 hours, but now if I'm lucky, if I see one or two, it's very difficult.
So you're doing 8 to 10 clients per hour before COVID. So how long are you out typically? How many hours are you typically working before COVID?
I start usually around 11, and then sometime on a busy day I can go to 9 at 9, 10 o'clock at night. Now,
so maybe
if I have 6, 7 hours.
Okay. So, but I mean, are you working? Are you working for a organization, for a pimp, or for a madam?
Me, I'm the madam. It's a one person operation. I'm the madam. I'm the pimp. I'm the hussy. I do it all.
Wow. So you're saying on average you were dealing with over the inner. I'm just trying to make it sound nice.
Yeah.
So you were involved with over 100 men per day, or 100 clients per day on average.
Could be. That's maybe not average, but on a good day, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting. Brother Alfred, you got any other questions?
Well, you know, all I can do is I can draw from my experience. I had a street daddy, and he used to be a pimp on the street. And I would say to somebody like that, you know, it's going to be hard, you know, and it's going to keep getting hard.
Yeah.
And so, but see, you got
to
understand.
I could do, this is the tragedy of it, really. I used to do easy $80 blowjob. Now I'm lucky if I get $25. That's very hard. Very, very hard. Hand job used to be $45, $50. Now I'm lucky if I get maybe $20, $15. Bang. I have to cut my prices. How am I supposed to pay even for food?
Thank you for your candidness. Thank you for your candidness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Warren, appreciate you coming on.
The big ticket item, I can still, like, for, you know, I still get around 100. It's pretty good. But the basic, la vagin, it's used to be 80, 85. Now I'm lucky if I get 50. You know, it's difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I just have a question for you. As you are working and doing what you're doing, where are the new younger women coming from? Are you seeing more aggressive? Are you seeing more women being controlled by pimps? You know, because the topic is about sex trafficking right now.
I want to let you know that.
Yeah, no,
these women,
are you right? They're very aggressive. They're always trying to move in on what I'm doing. And they do it on the internet. They do it on video chat. I say, where's all the business? They go, oh, there's the hussy up the street. She's doing it. She's cutting her price online for like $15. She's doing it. She's doing the finger on the camera. I say, hey, what is this bullshit? Look, they're trying to cut into my... They kind of cut me when I'm weak.
Okay. Well, we do thank you for giving us a shout. Any other callers?
But one thing,
you,
real quick,
brother?
Real important.
Yes.
Real important. The main reason I call in, this Friday, I'm doing a Black Friday deal. That means blowjob, $10.
Okay, everybody. I am sorry about that.
Thank you again. Yeah,
but that was Illinois call. That wasn't Canada.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
I'm sorry about that. And then I tracked the phone number. It was a guy. So I want to apologize about that, people. But we were serious about what we were trying to talk about here today. We'll be more strict away on our screen as time progresses. Who comes into the show, but we cannot allow people to come in here and try to disrupt our serious topics when it's dealing with serious issues. Trust me, we cannot allow that to come in, but we have to be more diligent with our
with those who come in into the show, because, you know, our purpose here at NSF is to educate people, also to entertain people, but not to be making light of something that's very serious. Yeah.
And distasteful. So, you know, understanding that, guys, you know, try to stick to the topic that we're speaking on. Once you have the green light and the floor to speak your mind. Thank you.
Right. Now, you know, I will say there is something that we can't talk about on that area. It is that, you know, there is going to be decline on every business, every field of interest or any situation from the NFL to anything when it comes to Colbert. But we're also going to be seeing decline on stuff, whether it's in Amsterdam or Canada or wherever you are. This disease is affecting every area, every corner of the space of the world. There is not a place in the world where it is not being affected at all. Okay? So, with that being said, you know, we want to just let everybody go into a little bit more about what we are talking about, and what is going on here is that we need to talk about the seriousness of it all. When it comes to sex trafficking and we're dealing with the issues, we need to be able to focus on the issues of what does it mean? Why are these things going on? What is it? I had the definition. Sex trafficking or human trafficking is trading humans for the purposes of forced labor. The definition says sexual slavery or commercial sexual exploitation for the trafficker or others. This may come to pass by providing a spouse in a forceful situation or context, forced marriage, or extracting organs or tissues, or including for surgery and the removal of ovaries. These are also considered forced or trafficking, sexual trafficking or desires. You also got people that are exploiting these issues as well. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I will let y'all leave the floor to you, Brother Robin. We're gonna get into everything else. We're just gonna get onto the next part and end it all. But we also got coming up next week, Brother Kofi. What's going on up Kofi Speaks next week?
Hey, what's up, Bob? Yeah, so Kofi Speaks, we're basically gonna have For next week, not 100% sure. We might be bringing a guest on or not. We might continue the conversation. On yesterday, we had the show on. We're on Wednesday, 10 o'clock a.m. And on Wednesday, we talked about the vehicle that one uses, right? Like you need different vehicles to be able to do different jobs and things like that. You know, so you need different vehicles to be able to get you from point A to point B. And sometimes it's not the point A that has us as far as where we're starting, or the point B that has us as far as the destination, but sometimes it's the vehicle that we're using that is either hindering us or blessing us. So we might have a continuation of that. But tune in Wednesday, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on NSF Radio.
All right. Yeah, okay. That's what's up. What's going on? So, I just want to bring it into the show. You know, we're going to get into the next part of the episode. We got 10 minutes left on the show. So, Robert Robinson, can you close it out? Let's talk about this a little bit more.
Yeah.
And tell me what your thoughts, what's going on.
Gotcha, man. That was a crazy catfish call, man. Again, we want to apologize to everyone for that. But just back on subject about sex trafficking, to piggyback off of Brother Kofi, you know, you got to be informed to understand what's going on. This is nothing new. But I want to say this, though. We are just finishing up election season in the United States of America. And often when it's time to vote on a federal level, as for and the midterms, you will see coding with words start coming about for things that you would scratch your head and say, huh, is it, and I'm just going to be blunt, is it prostitution or is it sex trafficking? And the reason why I'm saying that is because, so maybe about 2 years ago, sex trafficking became a propaganda word that has been inserted, or one of those code words that has been inserted by law enforcement or everyone that has been running for office as one of their platforms to come down and be tough on crime about. And again, the definition of it has been convoluted, where, again, they're grouping a lot of things under the code word of sex trafficking, albeit prostitution, which is a key thing. And this is kind of tricky because, you know, we were interrupted, I was reading through something here, and it was speaking to law enforcement, consensual sex, et cetera. I'm going to just read the sentence for you here. It says, when news broke last year of an interstate sex trafficking ring in Georgia and Louisiana, some within the media and law enforcement emphasized the victim's complicity and consensual participation in sex trade. The victims were black women and girls. So basically what they were saying is, you know, these women had pimps or someone handling or conducting the business for them, more than likely, and they were in agreement with what was transpiring. I'm not condoning this at all, but this is an informative piece. Back to what Brother Kofi was saying, is just, you know, you can't rely on government, and you definitely have to understand what you're listening to, what you're reading, you know, overall. My thing of it is this. It's the plague of it is, for those that don't want anything to do with this, which should be everyone, but unfortunately, some people, this is their cop out, this is their way out. So, you know, some people are gonna lean to this easy route to try to make money or make a living for themselves by going into the prostitution, sex trafficking business itself. But for those that don't want to, man, it's all about defense, as I was saying. It's time for us to make sure that you're educating your children, male and female, because this definitely is not it's not to single out women. It does happen to men as well. So just make sure you're educating your children, you know, like, hey, let's talk about, again, we have to bring those basic questions up. What happens when a stranger approaches you? What are you going to do? You know, ask them a question. Feel your children out sometimes to see where their head is, because we're so caught up in what's going on in social media, or just the fact of having a phone to utilize it for gaming or as an escapism to listen to music, whatever the case may be, videos. Sometimes we forget that there is clear and present danger every day we walk outside our doors, you know, on a real watered down simple scale. I mean, there's still the guy riding around, strolling the streets, looking for that target, that easy target to say, hey, I got some candy. Hey, I got a few bucks. Hey, or just probing by asking questions that may get a person to stop for that split second, which is enough for someone to jump out and attack them, drag them into a van, drag them into a vehicle or a remote area, and subdue them to the point where they cannot overcome the situation. So check, again, I'm reemphasizing, check with your children, see where their head is, and then start talking about action plans like, hey, put a hotkey on your phone. Or I know some of these phones, if you shake them enough, that will cause a panic button to come up so that a sensor can kick in and people can start tracking your location if you are in a difficult situation that you need help with. Other than that, man, reinvest into the basic principles of self-defense. You know, kick, bite, punch, something drastic, or even screaming as loud as you can if you feel that you are in harm's way. And these are some of the things that we have to start reinstituting and reinstilling into today's youth, because definitely in America, we feel like everything's okay. If we can pay the bills, you know, if we can, you know, we have money in our pocket, have a roof over our head, everything is okay. And unfortunately, I've seen some families more recently impacted by their daughters, 19, 21 years of age, coming up missing out of the clear blue. And the only thing I kept seeing on my timeline, if you've seen this person, call this number, because it's not accustomed to them. This is not normal for them not to contact their family. And, you know, I lost it. You know, I contacted my relative, and I was like, this is a 19-year-old girl. When did this happen? Where? How? Who? And the only thing everyone was saying to me was, I don't know. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. And that's why I'm saying to everyone that's listening, man, please be aware of your surroundings. Please talk to your children. And even for yourselves, man, just start rethinking strategies in the event that someone accosts you and try to proposition you and put you in a very uncompromising situation. And that's all I have, man.
All right.
Anybody else want to add anything as we're closing out?
Yes, I do. All right, now, if you do witness somebody being taken or having issues, there is the National Human National Human Trafficking Hotline. Just dial 1-888-373-7888. Once again, that is 1-888-373-7888. Please, if you see something, say something. If you know something, say something. Do not stay silent, please. In this day and time, we need everybody on their post. If you have
Absolutely.
An issue, please speak up. And do not just stay on the sidelines, okay? So, with that being said, my name is Brother Alfred. Everybody, it's time to call it out. This is Brother Alfred.
Tone Robin. Yep, Tone Robin.
And our brother in the background, always in the chill cut, I call him the Ghostface Killer of the mic. Brother Kofi is in the background. So, but we are here, and we want to say thank you for everybody that called in, and we appreciate your time, your patience. Remember, Saturday is silly time. Today, we're taking it serious. So, we appreciate you coming on. Hey, and if you get a call from us, you might be a winner. Don't forget, we're still trying to hand out those prizes. We have over $1,200 in prizes that we're trying to hand it out. Nobody, get yourself an NSF radio show, a coat with your host's logo or picture right on your coat sleeve there, looking for you, showing that support for you. Also, we want to let you know that next year we will be launching NSF TV. So we're streaming live to your house, right to your show. So NSF Radio is on the flow. All right, everybody, we want to say thank you. Good night. Call time is gone. NSF.
Let's start the show.
Tune in to NSF Radio. Your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Kofi.
When I call, and you may not think that I care.
Bible. Always remember, I may fall down, but I always get right back up. Thank you for listening, and good night.